The state's minimum markup law is causing us more pain at the pump and should be scrapped, according to our first guest this hour. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, July the 29th. We'll wonder this hour if you think it makes sense to require a minimum markup on gasoline, so mom-and-pop retailers are protected from predatory price cutting from big retailers. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute gives some ammunition to those who want the legislature to repeal this law. And that includes our first guest, Brian Fraley, who is executive director of the Wisconsin Institute for Leadership. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being with us. You called for a repeal of the minimum markup law maybe a week before or the same week this report came out. So why do you think the minimum markup law is a bad law?
Yeah, Joy, we called for it about a little over a week before this new report from the Policy Research Institute came out. Well, you know, the minimum markup law, it's been in place since 1939, and it's kind of an age-gone-by law that was supposed to protect mom-and-pop stores and little communities from having big, evil trust corporations from coming in, lowering their prices to scare out competition, and then jacking them up and costing everybody a lot more money in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are a lot more gasoline stations in Wisconsin these days than in 1939. You know, mm-hmm. There's more than three gas stations per county. We believe that the competition level is there that makes this law unnecessary.
Yeah,
well, the law's been in place since 1930, mm-hmm. and what it does is it requires wholesalers to mark up their prices by at least 3% and retailers by at least 6%. Now, at today's prices, that could have gas stations basically selling their gasoline at a state-mandated price of more than 30 cents a gallon more than they needed. Now, there's a provision in the law, and supporters of the law will be quick to point out, there's a provision in the law that allows gas stations to avoid such dramatic hikes to price for competition in nearby geographic regions, which would include in some cities across state lines, and that kind of creates a domino effect. So there isn't really a 30-cent or 30-plus cent a gallon impact. But the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute last week, their study concluded that the law does add about 8 cents a gallon to the price of every gallon of gasoline purchased in Wisconsin. That state-mandated price hike, which is just inconceivable and so anti-free market to us, that state-mandated price hike costs Wisconsin drivers as much as $278 million a year. That's $278 million out of the hands of Wisconsin consumers because the state is mandating a price hike.
Yeah, because it wants to, you say it's the law was intended to or is supposed to protect the small retailer. Isn't it doing just that?
We don't believe that it's the state's role to protect one business over the other in that aspect. I mean, look, the repeal of this law is not going to end high gas prices in Wisconsin. We're not asserting that, and we're not trying to kid anybody. Gas prices are high for a variety of reasons, which we could probably spend an entire week discussing, right? But, it's a step in the right direction. There is no reason why the state of Wisconsin is requiring its consumers to pay over $200 million more a year for gasoline. It's not the state's role to keep businesses safe from competition from other businesses. It's anti-free market that hurts the consumers and that hurts the residents of the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, and indeed, you point out, I believe, that there was a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of this minimum markup law, and a judge ruled it was unconstitutional, so I don't understand why we
still have it. Well, a federal magistrate says it's unconstitutional because it is not uniformly enforced, that there isn't enough monitoring and enforcement of the law and frankly, it would be a bureaucratic nightmare to try to have that. So, I mean, you would have state bureaucrats, calling up and being in every town with a clipboard and checking prices like crazy. I mean, this would be very, very tough to enforce. Unfortunately, that's a way they could go if they tried to comply with this. There are lawsuits in the mix. There's a lot going on to try to get this repealed. The easiest way to get it repealed. And what we're asking people to do is to call the governor's office at 608-266-1212, request that he call the legislators back from the campaign trail and get and convene a special session to repeal this law. And he says he's not going to call them back until there is enough legislative support. So people should call their legislators as well. But the easiest way to get a special session is to convince one person, and that one person right now is Jim Doyle. Now, in the past, Governor Doyle has said that he opposes this law. When he was Attorney General, he opposed it. When he ran for governor, both times he opposed it. So he's been on record saying he thinks it's a dumb law. He thinks it's a law that hurts Wisconsin consumers. What we need to do as citizens of Wisconsin is convince him to take the step. Only one person. He's the one person who can do this. Only one person needs to do this, to take the step to say, you know what, I'm going to follow through on my conviction and call in a special session. Get the legislators back from the campaign trail. We know it's campaign season, but there's still work to be done. Get them back from the campaign trail and get them to vote on a repeal of this law. And the reason we're pushing for it now is with gasoline hovering at $4 a gallon, even if it's down a penny or two here or there every couple of days and then it goes up again, it's hovering around $4 a gallon. There is no better time for the state to get out of the mandated gas hike business.
We will take your call here, too, with your questions for our guest, Brian Fraley, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Institute for Leadership, who wants the state to repeal its minimum markup law, wants the governor to call a special session of the legislature to repeal this law. Do you think a special session is in order? Do you think this law should be off the books or not? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 18 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, July the 29th. Coming up after 7:30, a different perspective on the question of whether or not to dump the state's minimum markup law. We'll be talking with a guest from the Wisconsin Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association, who says that the law is good for competition and protects the little guy when it comes to gas stations. Right now, talking with Brian Fraley, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Institute for Leadership, who says that the governor should call a special session of the legislature and get the lawmakers together to repeal this unfair sales act of 1939, which mandates a minimum markup on certain products, including gasoline. Our guest says that this is not needed in this state. We don't need the state to require retailers to hike the price up. And we wonder what you think, what questions you have. Dwayne in Hillsboro is with us first. Hi, Dwayne, you're on the air.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I not only think this is a good law that we have, I feel it should all be regulated, and deregulation should never have occurred for energy, health care, and drugs. You cannot trust this corporate world. I believe you can tell that just by the cost of health care and energy alone, yeah. And we all know what drugs are. I'll take that answer off the air. Thank you.
Well, I guess we're not talking about all those other companies, but he wants some regulation on corporations.
Well, yeah, we're not arguing for complete deregulation of corporations at all. We just want the state to get out of the price setting business. The great thing about this issue, Joy, is that this isn't a conservative issue. This isn't a liberal issue. This isn't a Republican issue. This isn't a Democrat issue. There's people on both sides of the aisle that support this repeal. It's one of those few issues in these highly partisan times where you see people from both sides of the issue saying we should be able to find common ground on this.
Yeah, in fact, you do have a bill that was introduced to repeal the law, but you do have Republicans who are hesitant to repeal it entirely, but yet you have the governor, a Democrat, who wants it repealed too.
That's right. There's no one boogeyman here, and we're looking for champions. And so we believe that as these public officials are out campaigning for their jobs this summer, too, and they come to your door and they talk about what their plans are for Wisconsin, what they want to do, whether they're elected officials now or running for office, people should ask them whether they support this law or not. I mean, that's how these laws get changed in the end. It's through the support or opposition of the people and having people voice that their concerns aggressively and effectively. The gas station owners are not the bad guys here either. It is not, and as the next guest will tell you, this is not about the local gas station owner just rolling around in money here. They will tell you that they're not making that much on a markup of a gallon of gas. Their profit margin is slim. At the same time, they will say that this law doesn't really impact them that much, that it doesn't have that much effect on the marketplace. Unfortunately, the advocates are in a tough position because they can't have it both ways. This law either does matter or it doesn't matter. And if it doesn't have an impact on consumers, and if it doesn't matter, then there's no problem to repeal it. And if it does, it proves our point that the state is in the price fixing game and the price setting game, and that's just not where a state that's not the role of state government. This isn't a conversation though about regulating the practices of businesses. This is an argument about whether the state should get into the business of actually pricing products.
Yeah. Jeff in Superior is with us now. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, good morning. I actually like the guest commenting on this. I didn't know this was a law that existed. I don't know that a lot of Wisconsinites know that it's on the books or whatever. But I don't know, when is the legislature regularly going to come back and reconvene? Can we wait till then?
We could wait until January or February, but in that time, Wisconsin consumers would spend an additional $140 million on gasoline because of this law, and more if the price continues to go up. Because the minimum markup is based on a percentage basis, the higher the price of crude, the higher the price of the wholesale price of gasoline, the more the minimum markup is in dollars amount. So, yeah, we could wait, and they're not scheduled to be in session again this year. We're hoping that the governor will call them back in a special session. He could conceivably still call them in as early as really practically next week. He could make an announcement this week and have them come in on Tuesday, pass the law, and in 30 days it's on the books.
Okay, and the other question I had was, I'm curious, how far does this extend from the state line? Because you can go to central Minnesota and see gas sometimes 30 cents cheaper than in Wisconsin.
Right. It is not that far. It is a much more narrow band. I believe it's 10 miles. I'm not actually completely 100% sure on that. But it's within a very small region you can price competitively, and then it will have like a domino effect from the state line.
Well, this is a good conversation. I support your action. Have a good day.
Well, the best thing you can do is I appreciate the call here, but call the governor at 608-266-1212 and ask him to call him back into a special session.
Thank you very much, Jeff, for the call. Minnesota might have lower prices on a gallon of gas because their gas tax is...
Their gas tax is different as well, yes. Yeah. But I mean, if you look, Wisconsin is consistently ranked among the highest gasoline prices in the country, and there's a large amount of factors to that. Gas tax, obviously, being the bulk of it, but this arcane 1939 minimum markup law, and what the caller said, where he wasn't aware that Wisconsin had this law, that's the thing. And when you talk to most people, and this is the feedback that we've been getting from most people contacting our organization, is, are you guys serious? There's a state law that requires companies, wholesalers, and retailers to actually charge more for something? And explain to them, yes. And it's just, people are just dumbfounded by it. The reason people aren't as aware of the law is because it makes no sense, and it defies logic and common sense.
It might, but I know that there are those who may understand because they hear about the big box retailers coming to nearby in town and undercutting prices, and then the mom and pop retailers going out of business downtown. So they understand a little bit that maybe this is protecting the mom and pop gas stations.
Well, there aren't a whole ton of mom and pops where someone owns one or two stations. But even if there were, just on a pure theoretical standpoint, even if there were all independent mom and pop, only one, no chain, no consortium, nothing like that, just single owners, it's not the state's job to force them to raise their prices, charge consumers an additional $278 million a year to keep them in business. The free market will determine whether people can be successful in selling what they're selling. We don't have subsidies and support of you know the cobbler industry, yet people are still able to have shoes.
Yeah.
This is not the role of government, and this is really an outmoded style of thinking based off of an industry that was in its infancy when this law was passed.
Peggy in Waukesha joins us next. Hi, Peggy.
Well, hi. You're just talking about what I was going to bring up, the fact that when a Walmart goes in with a gas station, they'll undercut all the others, and then when they close, then they'll put their price back up. So this is this idea that the guest is proposing is a beneficial law for Walmart. Now, I would vote for all the small businesses. I wouldn't vote for Walmart.
Well, and you would have that choice to do that if there was able to be competition. You could choose to go wherever you wanted to go for gasoline.
Yeah.
But right now, there is such a parity in gas prices all over the place because the state mandates that the price be set higher. Now, you're free to make that choice. Consumers should be free to be able to choose where they go for gasoline or whatever product. But to have the state come in and say, well, you know, across the board, uniformly, people need to raise their prices a certain percentage so that there is no differentiation in price, drastic differentiation in price here, thereby forcing Wisconsin consumers to not giving them the choice, but forcing them to pay up to $278 million a year more for gasoline.
Mm.
That's not the state's business. That's not what state government should do.
Peggy's point is, though, is that if Walmart succeeds in putting a bunch of gas stations out of business, she's not going to have a choice, and then Walmart's going to raise its prices.
Yeah, that is a business model. That is a business conception that hasn't played out in fuel anywhere else in the country.
Jose in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, the reason I was calling is because I work for a lot of small-owned gas stations, and I do the constructions and everything. What I'm concerned about is if the law doesn't really hurt anybody, why even bring it into special session? Why even bother with it? But the only people that are going to win the $278 million that he's talking about are the brokers and the big guys. The little guy is never going to get anything. And I think this law should stay in place, and he should leave it alone. That way, it's a level playing field. Because we all know that when a big corporation comes in, they do exactly what they've been doing for years. They run out all the little guys that are around the area.
Yeah, Jose, we only have a minute. Our guest says it hurts you that you're paying, 8 cents more a gallon for gas because of it.
Well, it is not true, because all the way from Indiana to... all the way to from Indiana to Wisconsin, I go back and forth all the time. The prices are about the same, give or take a penny, depending on what time of...
Yeah. We have less than 30 seconds, so just very, very briefly, Brian, he says that 8 cents a gallon, it's not that in Wisconsin.
Well, I just respectfully disagree. The Wisconsin Policy Research Institute did a thorough study that said that's what it is. We believe that the state should not be in the business of clamping down and preventing competition.
Thank you so much, and I'm sorry that I had to cut you short there. We have news from National Public Radio next. We'll get another perspective on the debate over the state's minimum markup law in this half hour. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Tuesday, July the 29th. You're tuned to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We just heard from a guest who says the state's minimum markup law, which requires a markup on a gallon of gas, should be scrapped. And he wanted the governor to call a special session of the legislature to get lawmakers together before the end of the year to repeal this law. Now we will talk with a guest who says it should stay put. And we will welcome your thoughts on this, too, at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison 263-1890 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest now is Matt Hauser, president of the Wisconsin Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Well, you heard our guest probably in the last half hour and saw the study by the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute. Both are saying this is putting a lot of money on the cost of a gallon of gasoline, and we should repeal this law. What do you say?
Well, first, Joy, let me just give you a little bit of background on our association. We represent over 2,000 independent stations and stores. Our members account for more than one half of the entire volume of motor vehicle fuel sales, and we sell nearly all the farm fuel and home heating oil. Our members own convenience and gasoline retail stores, car washes, service stations, etc.
Mm-hmm.
In total, there's nearly 2,700 gas and convenience store owners in Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
and more than 90% are locally owned and independent businesses. In fact, 1,400 of those stores are single-store operations. So as you can see, independent businesses are strong here in Wisconsin, and this myth that the little guy is not out there, or that the independent business is no longer here in Wisconsin.
Well, yeah.
It's exactly just mm-hmm. that, a myth.
Yeah, and this law is supposed to, it's intended to stop, to protect the little guy or the mom-and-pop independent retailer or gas station. Is it doing that?
This law has been debated and reviewed for several years, but I would say for the past decade or so, it's been studied in independent, peer-reviewed, and published studies show that states with fair marketing laws have more retailers, which leads to more competition. And, of course, if there's more competition, consumers are going to get better prices. And sometimes opponents of this law, they're also overlooking the jobs aspect. If we have more retailers, they're certainly providing more jobs to their in their local community as well. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of benefits to fair marketing laws.
Yeah, well, our guest did say that there seems to be plenty of competition when it comes to gas stations, so really, why do we need this law?
Well, I think we just have to ask ourselves, are we better off with a few gas stations or many gas stations, such as, were we better off when we had 7 or 12 major oil companies? Are we better off today now that there are only 3?
Yeah. Well, what evidence is there that some big, Walmart gas station would put mom-and-pop gas stations out of business should we not have this law?
Well, this law is all about promoting fair competition, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a Walmart. It could be any large retailer who can engage in protracted price wars, use profits from another region of the state, or in the case of a large retailer, from another part of the country or around the globe, to artificially drop the price just long enough to crush the competition. And these retailers know that once that competition is gone, they're not coming back, because in the gas station business, we're not putting up lemonade stands. These are $2, $3 million investments, and you can't take a loss on 70% of your sales and hope to stay in business for long.
Yeah. The report from the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute said that this law was costing Wisconsin consumers an additional $278 million at the pump, but you say that's a ridiculous claim.
It is. This is actually a recycled report from 1999. The Wisconsin Policy Research Institute, I believe, contracted with Professors Brannon and Kelly, and at that time they made the claims that the law was costing consumers $50 million. University of Wisconsin-Whitewater professors Jimmy Peltier and Mark Skidmore, I think at that time, said that it's not only wrong, it is misleading and irresponsible in terms of the actual benefits such laws provide consumers. So we have to look at the original model that WPRI was basing their assumptions off of. And in that Brannon and Kelly study, the methodology certainly can come into question. They used a non-representative data sample taken from just 2 cities, Eau Claire and Beloit, and they looked at prices for a little bit over a year's time. Certainly not enough information to draw any kind of long-term conclusions about pricing in Wisconsin. That'd be like deciding the results of a statewide election based on the vote tally from just 2 cities, Eau Claire and Beloit.
Yeah. Do you dispute that the cost of a gallon of gasoline in Wisconsin isn't higher because of this law?
Well, we can just go online and look at the AAA Daily Fuel Gauge report. I think you'll see the national average today is around $3.95 a gallon,
mm-hmm.
and I thought I saw the street price driving into the office this morning was around $3.83.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're consistently at or below the national average here in Wisconsin, and that's even with our higher fees and our higher taxes. Not to mention, we're at the end of the distribution pipeline, both from the west and the south. Wisconsin is literally the last place to receive gasoline. So there's some built-in costs there, too.
We are talking about the state's minimum markup law and new efforts by some to try to repeal the law. And we wonder what you think and what questions you have. We heard from an opponent of the minimum markup law in our first half hour. Now we are talking with a guest who supports the law and says that it promotes competition and keeps overall gas prices lower. We welcome your thoughts and questions for Matt Hauser, president of the Wisconsin Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association, at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's about 16 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, July the 29th. Coming up after 8, one in every 100 adults in the U.S. is incarcerated, in jail, in prison. We will talk with a guest who says our prison system is too expensive to sustain and needs to be reformed. We'll talk about how after 8 o'clock. Right now, we're talking with Matt Hauser, president of the Wisconsin Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association. He's with us to defend the state's minimum markup law, which requires that retailers mark up certain items, including gasoline, by a certain amount to prevent predatory pricing by bigger retailers. There is a movement afoot, a bill in the state legislature to repeal the law. We heard from a guest in our last half hour who wants Governor Doyle to call a special session of the legislature to repeal this law, saying we don't need to be spending any more than we already are on a gallon of gas. Matt Hauser telling us why the law is needed and how it promotes competition and keeps prices down overall. To the phones we go. Lorraine in Madison is first. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Joy. One of the questions I had then as I was listening to both of the guests is trying to clarify exactly as a consumer, what is it costing me? And I've heard someone say, oh, it doesn't cost, you know, $270 billion or whatever, but I'm still not clear. Is it indeed costing me more or not when I go get gas because of this law?
Yeah. Is it costing us 8 cents a gallon more or anything more, Matt?
Independent, peer-reviewed, published reports say no, it's not. Actually, there was a study in 2004 that showed the laws, these types of laws, save consumers a penny or two a gallon because of the robust competition that is fostered. That said, there's a lot of talk about this 9.18% markup and what that means for consumers. The most, and that gets a lot of attention. The Unfair Sales Act has another dynamic component, and that is you can always match a competitor's price, whether that competitor is across state lines where taxes may be lower, or across the street, maybe as a competitor who has lower price inventory. Another competitor can always match that retailer's price, and that's why you'll see that gas prices here in Wisconsin, again, are often right at the national average or a bit less, and again, that's when we take into consideration our higher taxes and fees. So consumers are I know it's frustrating. Nobody likes $4 gas. Our members don't like $4 gas, but we're still getting a relative bargain here in Wisconsin.
Lorraine, does that make sense?
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, thanks very much. Drew in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. You know, for years I've heard that Illinois has lower gas prices because they have tolls instead of the gas tax and because of this minimum markup law and so forth. But I don't know how many times I've foolishly waited till I got to Illinois only to pay higher gas prices. Do you have any evidence that it's specifically because of the minimum markup law that there's more competition? Are there any states that where the gas economy is essentially the same so you can actually isolate this law or the effect of the law?
Again, Professors Peltier and Mark Skidmore, and this was around 2003, did an independent peer-reviewed study. They looked at these laws across all 50 states, and what they consistently found is the states that have fair marketing laws have more independent retailers, more competition, and better prices for consumers. Not to mention consumers have more choice as well.
What do you say to our the argument that our guest in our last half hour had Brian Fraley, executive director of the Wisconsin Institute for Leadership. He's promoting a repeal of the minimum markup law. He said, beyond all of this, it's not the state's business to be setting prices.
Well, first let me be very clear. The law does not inhibit an open and free market, as some suggest. The current Wisconsin's Unfair Sales Act, I'm going to call it by its formal name because the minimum markup is just a component of a much more comprehensive law. The Wisconsin's Unfair Sales Act clearly states that anyone can compete at any time. Yes, there are many federal and state laws that impact a truly open marketplace, but if open and free markets are really our concern, then we should take a look at the tax and health care incentives that we provide certain big box retailers, no big contracts, environmental regulation exclusions. That's just the start. We could discuss this all morning long, Joy.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't find fair marketing laws on this list. The reality is that fair marketing laws provide an open and free environment where more establishments can compete.
David in Menominee Falls is with us now. Hi, David.
Good morning, Joy. The argument that your guest is making doesn't seem to make sense to me. And by the way, I don't know where I fall on this issue. I really don't know enough about it. But boiling down his argument, it's this. The minimum markup means there's more competition. And more competition means you get a lower price. But you can't get a lower price because the minimum markup says you have to sell with a certain markup, and that means you've got a certain price. So it's kind of a circular argument that is contradictory. And if it were really true, why don't we double the minimum markup, and then we'll really have a lot of competition and have really low prices? It just doesn't seem to make sense to me. I would prefer to, thinking it through on the spot, get rid of the minimum markup and replace it with an anti-price gouging law, so that if somebody does come in and dominate the market, drive out the competition, and then jack their prices up, we can take action against that.
That's what
I would prefer to do.
What about that, Matt Hauser?
I think we just have to remember that retailers can always match another competitor's price. So regardless of whether the markup is at 6% or 9%, you have this open and free competition going on. The impact of the law is it gives a bright line. It establishes a clear bright line when a large retailer or somebody who can engage in a protected price war to crush the competition has entered the marketplace, is harming competition, and in the end, that's going to be to the detriment of consumers. Because when there's less competition, there's going to be less price competition, which is going to hurt consumers, and there's going to be less choice too. And I think that fact is understated. I mean, here in Wisconsin, you can readily pull up to a corner, get gas, there aren't lines, and because we have so many independent marketers, we're also fairly well insulated from some of the supply shocks that you sometimes see in other parts of the country, because with all this storage capacity on the corners, we're able to keep our ready supply here too, and that's important for consumers.
Thanks for the call, David. Garrett in Montford is with us next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm against it, and I caught the invert. I got in a little bit late on the conversation, but one of the things that I don't know if you brought up that most of us independents aren't selling it at 6% markup now. It's impossible. We'd love to get 6%, but we don't.
How come you don't?
Well, because of the competition now.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, you're an independent gas station owner?
Yes.
Yeah, and so you want the minimum markup to stay or go?
I want it to stay.
Yeah.
And you asked the question earlier. Mm-hmm. The one thing that you did ask is you said, what's the reason for it? How would it help us? Well, or how it protects us? Well, if you have a Walmart or a Quick Trip or a Casey's, multiple businesses that come up next to us, and they want to just run the business out. If there's two of us, they're going to get rid of one of us, maybe both of us, and then what are they going to do?
Yeah, and that's your fear too, Matt Hauser?
Yeah, certainly the sentiment of David's arguments are echoed in some of our concerns as well.
Yeah, and Garrett is saying that he's not marking gas up 6% because of all the competition. That's that competition clause you talked about?
Yes, meeting competition. And you can always match another competitor's price, be it across the state lines or across the street. I mean, Wisconsin is fortunate. We have 1,400 independent retailer single store owners out of approximately 2,700 to 2,800 gas stations here in Wisconsin. They're competing ferociously every day to offer the best price, while at the same time bringing a quality product and service to consumers.
Yeah.
And surviving on very skinny margins. Your listeners may be surprised to know that MasterCard and Visa, they get 2 to 3% on each gallon of gas sold. And the reality of it is, at today's prices, MasterCard and Visa are making more money
on
the sale of gasoline than the independent retailer.
Oh, and a lot of people are paying for their gas with credit cards now, too, aren't they?
Of course.
American Express is even higher than that, and so are the fleet cards. But the one thing also is, if you have somebody... one of these chains move up next to you. Under this law, we can follow them, and we know pretty much what they're paying for their fuel. And if they mark it lower than 6% to try and drive me out of business, I can go through the paperwork. It's a 7-day process that I can turn them in for undermarking the gas. And we might make about a 4% now with the price where it's at, which is fine. But the fact is that they can't undercut us because we have the tools that they can't break us. If we can make 2 to 3%, which with the gas prices, about what we're making, then we're happy with that. But at least it's not under cost, which they can do under this other, if you repeal it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Garrett, for your first-hand testimony. Karen in Lafayette County has a different viewpoint, though, in this email. Sorry, I don't agree with the convenience store oil company representative. In my small town of 2,400 people, there are 3 gas stations. One raises prices. All raise prices almost simultaneously, and the various oil company tankers do not come rolling into town all day on the same day. The minimum markup law does not provide competition. It amounts to price fixing. Do you want to reply to that?
Well, first of all, we should be very clear. State law requires Wisconsin retailers to post their daily price on a very visible sign. I think you've seen them out on the street. It's one of the few products where everyone knows our prices at street level. If you're a retailer in a small town, you have one of two choices. You either match your competitor's price or you watch all your customers go to the other store. As far as being an oil company representative, again, I represent independently owned and operated stations. The major oil companies, Shell, BP, Sitco, they do not own or operate stations in Wisconsin. The major oil company signs you see are just merely a brand agreement that independent retailers have entered into.
Mike in Appleton is with us now. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, good morning. You know, strictly from a layman's point of view, you know, I really don't understand the details of this law, but if the law is there to protect the small retailer, then it seems to me that's fine. But it seems to me that we're kind of chewing around the edges here, because the fact of the matter is that the real problem is in the speculation of the oil markets. The funny thing, and that's what's driving the price up and down, these wild variations. The funny thing is that most of the major players in this are the big houses who buy and sell stocks constantly. And the funny part about that is that most of us own those, you know, via our 401ks or saving plans or things of that nature. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of a different. Is it the speculators that are the problem, not the minimum markup law in Wisconsin, Matt Hauser?
There's several national and international issues that affect the price of gas, including global supply and demand, speculation in the energy futures market, refinery capacity. Unfortunately, most of these issues are beyond the control of any state or local official. These are the issues where we should be focusing attention, though, rather than focusing on independent retailers here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, so our previous guest wanted the governor to call a special session of the legislature so the legislature could debate and vote on this issue. Why shouldn't the governor call a special session?
Again, we just have to look on what's wrong with gas prices here in Wisconsin. We're proud that we have several independently owned and independently owned and operated stations competing here in Wisconsin. Our gas price is consistently at or below the national average. Again, we're all frustrated with $4 gas, but the solutions, they're going to take some time, they're going to take a lot of thought and energy, and they're most likely going to have to come from the federal government.
Thank you so much for being with us. Matt Hauser is president of the Wisconsin Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association. We talked in our first half hour with Brian Fraley, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Institute for Leadership. We thank both of them for giving us their viewpoints on the state's minimum markup law. We also thank all of our producers for this hour, including Rob Ferret, Michelle Kofel, and Cynthia Schuster. If you'd like a CD copy of this or any of our talk shows, call the radio store, 1-800-747-7444. You can also listen to our talk shows. We archive them on our website. You can listen through your computer at your convenience. Our website address is wpr.org. And by the way, once you're on our website, there's all sorts of links there for you to contact us with any program suggestions, ideas, or feedback. And we welcome your emails to us. I'm Joy Cardine. I hope you stay tuned. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.